Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Margaret McCall, you're listening to Business Life Works, produced by HealthyLife.net. In this show, we talk about the harmonic matching process and the vibrational matching process, and we weave that into every show, aligning our thoughts, our emotions, our belief systems with our desires. So I'm sure we'll do that today as well. If you're interested in learning more about the harmonic matching process, please look up my books, Tune Into Love and The Relationship Code, to learn more about how to align your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs with your desires. Today we have a special guest, Malia Rogers. Malia, can you hear me? Are you with us?
Hi, Margaret. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, thank you. What state are you calling in from, Malia?
I'm from North Idaho.
Okay. How's the weather there?
It's beautiful. It's certainly fall now.
Wonderful. Yeah, I bet. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful here on the East Coast as well. It actually feels like a spring day, but it's not. It's just feeling that way. It's gorgeous with the sun shining. So let's go ahead and get started. Today's show is all about how to build a successful side gig. And this is Malia Rogers' specialty. Malia's book is called Magnetic Allure, The Blueprint to Building a Network of Referral Partners. With 36% of U.S. adults earning extra money through side gigs, standing out in this competitive space requires both charisma and hustle, according to Malia. I believe that, Malia. Our guest today, Malia Rogers, who again is the author of Magnetic Allure, teaches entrepreneurs how to use personal magnetism to build authentic referral partnerships that fuel business growth. Her proven methods reveal 9 traits that make people magnetic and help them overcome the fear of rejection, allowing them to consistently attract new opportunities. We're going to talk more about how to overcome the fear of rejection today. Malia is the founder, Malia Rogers is the founder of Medigap Pros, LLC. Her innovative strategies have grown her business to serve thousands of families nationwide, and she now mentors insurance agents across the country. Her website is her name, Malia, M-A-L-I-A, Rogers, with an S at the end, maliarogers.com. Welcome to my show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Margaret.
Good. I want to start out today with having you share a bit about your personal transformation from being a very shy person to becoming a sought-after business leader. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
Yes, thank you for asking. So a lot of people think that being magnetic or charismatic is something you're born with, but I am actually proof that it is something that can be developed over time. So when I was younger, I was really profoundly shy, and I was afraid to talk to strangers. And I don't know if anyone out there can relate, but when I was a student, even if I knew the answers, I would be one of those people that didn't raise my hand, or if I had a question, I was afraid to raise my hand and ask it because I was so shy. Now, it's funny.
That. Keep going. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It got so bad that in college, my freshman year, this is really embarrassing, but I took the wrong class. I sat through the wrong class, and I didn't find out I was in the wrong class until midterms because I never spoke up. And so I ended up having to retake a finance class because I was so painfully shy. And after that incident, I realized that I needed to work on my communication skills. And so I've come a long way. And now today, I speak in front of audiences. I am invited to conferences and podcasts. And so I've completely transformed. And I did it by getting out of my comfort zone, forcing myself to get out there and do uncomfortable things. So if I can transform, then so can anyone out there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So really, you were motivated to do it. And how did you transform it? I mean, did you take classes on speaking? Did you work with a therapist? What did you do specifically? Let's take a few minutes and address that.
Yeah, that's a good question. So I started out watching a lot of YouTube videos, and then it's just one of those things that you just have to force yourself to do it. I did do a lot of practicing. I would practice in front of the mirror, and I think it's one of those things, the more you expose yourself to something, the more comfortable that you become, because I've talked to a lot of people that have podcasts or YouTube channels, and they have thousands of followers, and they all say the same thing. You just have to start doing it, and it may feel awkward at first, but after you do it so many times, then you become comfortable to it.
Mm-hmm. You just get used to it. That makes sense to me. It's a step in the right direction, but so many people struggle with actually putting themselves in uncomfortable situations, right?
Right. And they say, well, I was just born this way. And so that's one of the misconceptions of charisma, is that it's something, when I did my research, surprisingly, and it's encouraging to know that many of the people today that are known as charismatic people, they were once unpolished or they were socially awkward. And so those traits can be something that you can cultivate and build over time.
So, you know, that's a good point, because you can have great communication skills but not be charismatic. So let's define charismatic, and let's talk about how a person develops charisma.
Yes, that's a good question. So one of my favorite authors, Vanessa Van Edwards, she wrote a book called Cues. And she
What was it?
Vanessa Van Edwards.
And the name of her book?
One of my favorite authors. The name of her book is Cues.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding what you're saying. Spell it.
C, like Charlie, U as an umbrella, E as an Edwards. And then
Cues. Oh, I got it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wrote a book called Cues.
She pinpointed charisma. So charisma is the perfect balance between warmth and confidence, because if you lack charisma, then it's usually an imbalance of one of those two things. So if you are viewed as a warm person, like you have a warm personality, but you don't have any competence, then people won't take you seriously. And on the other hand, if you show a lot of competence but not enough warmth, then people will find you intimidating. And so one of the things that you can do if you're trying to build charisma is just to do an inventory. So I would recommend Googling the traits of warm people or Googling the traits of competent people. And then keep a tally mark. How do people describe you? Do they describe you as welcoming, team player, or are you, you know, trustworthy, smart, efficient? And then based on your findings and your self-inventory, then you know which traits you should work on. If you need to be more warm, then I would YouTube characteristics of warm people and then start emulating.
Okay. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. So I think where people struggle with stuff like this, though, is it's hard to know how you're doing, you know? You don't necessarily want to be asking somebody, what was I, how did you perceive me all the time, right? So is there any tips for that that you have?
Yes, that's a good point, and that is so true what you bring up. So what I would do is one of the exercises that I learned was to find trusted people that, and just throw this out there, say, hey, I'm working on an assignment, and I was wondering if you could help me. Can you share with me five traits that you think of when you think of me? And then you'd be really surprised what people say. And just ask, like, maybe five people. And it is something you have to be honest with yourself, because if you just think only positive things about yourself, then it's not going to be an accurate assessment. So definitely people who you trust.
Right. Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. People you feel won't hold it against you or play games with you, right?
Yes. Family members, people in your church, your best friend, people who aren't afraid to tell you, you know, when you have areas of improvement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. So, well, first of all, you talk about hustling and charisma. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? How do the two go together?
Yes, yeah, so that's a great question. I believe if you hustle, then you're going to do well. And a lot of people know that if you hustle, you're going to succeed as long as you don't quit. However, if you want to take your business to the next level, then you're going to want to add charisma to it, and especially if you're in a competitive field. So I'm in a very competitive field right now. So in the insurance industry, about 8% of agents actually make it past their third year. And the thing about it is that we all sell the same exact product. So my competitor down the street is offering the same thing I am, and I'm not offering anything special that they can't. And so when it comes down to a competitive market, people will go with the person that they know, like, and trust. And so that's where charisma comes in. And so I do believe that you need to have those two qualities in order to succeed. And then, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people are doing side hustles right now. And unfortunately, statistics show that 45% of businesses will fail within the first 5 years. And so to ensure that success, you're going to want to hustle, but you also want to show charisma and stand out. And so charisma is just one of the things that make you magnetic. There's a lot of other traits as well.
Well, you talk about 9 traits in your book that make people magnetic. Do you want to talk a little bit about them, which ones you think are the most important? And also, what do you think is the hardest to develop?
Yeah, so out of the 9 traits, I think the one, and they're not necessarily hard to develop because I do lay out the formulas, but probably the one that takes the longest is becoming known as an interesting person. So you want to become known as an interesting person because interesting people capture people's attention, right? And so the formula that I have for becoming known as an interesting person is, number one, you need to be passionate about something. So usually interesting people geek out, and they don't just dabble in things. They geek out in science. They geek out in business or psychology or whatever the topic is that you're passionate about. So find something that you're passionate about. Number two, they're authentic and genuine. And so being authentic means that you're true to yourself, and it relates to you know, you think about authentic artifacts. There's only one artifact, and it's not, you can't duplicate it, right? Whereas genuine is how you relate to others. Like, what they see is what they get. So you definitely need to be authentic and genuine as well. And then the third thing is that they share their ideas, because you could be the most interesting person in the world, but if you don't share that information, no one's going to know. So you need all those things. And it does take a long time to cultivate that or figure out what your passion is. I think the key to figuring out what your passion is just feeding your mind with information, and then hanging out with interesting people and interviewing people too. So Margaret, you probably have interviewed so many people that you gain more ideas and learn some interesting things about others.
Yes, absolutely. And I think passion is really important. You know, I have bumped into a number of people, not the people I interview for the radio, because they always seem to have a passion, right? Something they are wanting to bring into the world that they care about. And the radio show is that one venue for them. But there are many people who seem to be complacent, who seem to struggle with feeling passion, feeling something strong about, you know, something they really, really care about. I see that a lot in my work. I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
It's true, and I think it's because a lot of people are just trying to stay afloat. They're trying to focus on raising their kids, or they just don't have a lot of time to do hobbies or anything like that.
Right.
And sometimes if you're in that stage, because I was there once where I was just trying to, you know, stay, you know, balanced. Like, I have a business to run. I have little kids to raise. I have a husband to take care of, you know, and I'm not thinking about myself. If you feel like you don't have a passion at that moment, you can always share things that your husband's passionate about or your kids are passionate about and borrow other people's stories for the time being.
Mm.
Until you find a passion.
Okay. That's a good point. I do agree with you that when people are in a struggle mode or just trying to stay afloat, maybe not struggling, but they're just trying to stay afloat, it can be very challenging to, you know, certainly they feel passionate maybe about their children. I would say most people do, about raising their family. But they start to lose even their warmth sometimes around their children because they're tired. They're working two or three jobs. People are working a lot of extra jobs. I see that all the time. And so they never really have time, the breathing space, right? The important breathing space to be able to just process and think. They're always busy doing something, busy going. And, you know, I get that. That's challenging for many people. So for them to even think about charisma, that's like a luxury item, right?
Yes. Well, and then just look at, pay attention to what you're, like if you're on YouTube a lot, what are some of the topics that you keep looking up? If you're looking up home improvement stuff all the time, or you're looking up things about beekeeping, then that's going to be naturally what you're drawn to and what you'll be passionate about.
Yes, that's a good point. Yes. You talk about in your book, Magnetic Allure, Overcoming Rejection. What advice would you give to those who fear putting themselves out there and are really afraid of being rejected?
This is a huge one. And you know that quote by Susie Kassem, fear kills more dreams than failure ever will. This is true because it's basically a self-imposed barrier. Now, in my book, I have a whole chapter on this. There's like five strategies. But one of it is shifting your mindset. So when someone says no thanks to your product, just remember that there are other factors that are at play. So the restaurant analogy, you know, tonight you're going to go out to eat maybe, and you might have to decide where you want to eat. Do you want Mexican food, French food, American food, Italian? Well, so when you go ahead and choose something, you know, I'm going to go to Olive Garden tonight. Does that necessarily mean you're rejecting all the other foods? No, not necessarily. It's just at that moment, that other restaurant is going to be the winner at that time. So it's not really that they're rejecting you. They're just the product that you're offering at that moment may not be, you know, the right timing for them. And then also I heard another good one, my friend Jerry Rosenthal, he said that think about servers. You go to a restaurant and the server offers you, you know, alcoholic beverages at the beginning of the meal or appetizers or dessert. If you say no thanks, they're not going to turn around and run in the back and cry because you've rejected them.
Right.
Just by saying no thanks. So that's one of the mindsets that you can start thinking about.
Got
it. There's other factors at play.
Okay. We're going to take a quick segment break. That was very helpful. Thank you. We're going to take a quick segment break. We'll be back in just a moment with more of Business Life Worked. Stay tuned.
Did you know that more than 54% of Americans fight with people close to them because of stress? That people with positive social relationships recover from illness faster? And that people who have a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs? The Relationship Code teaches us to empower ourselves in all types of relationships with the new techniques and insights of the 4-step harmonic matching process. The harmonic process integrates psychology with universal principles to help people achieve their desires. In the Relationship Code, you'll learn to create positive self-fulfilling prophecies, communicate effectively, enhance relationships on the job, overcome everyday and long-term challenges, and develop extraordinary outcomes. Published by Career Press and available now, you can go to www.margaretmacraw.com or call 410-366-9111 to order the book. Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach as well as a holistic health practitioner and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction. Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you 4 essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website tuneintolove.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Worked.
Today we're here with Malia Rogers talking about her book, Magnetic Allure, The Blueprint to Building a Network of Referral Partners. And who couldn't use that book? Everybody can use your book, Malia. So tell us a little bit about your website. I want to take our listeners to it, which is really Malia's name. It's Malia Rogers, spelled M-A-L-I-A, Rogers.com. Malia, tell us what our listeners are going to find on your website, if you have any free downloads or information you want to share with them.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret. I really appreciate that. So I actually have developed a free workbook that you can download. If you're trying to build a business and referrals is something that you rely on, I think it's very important to track your activity when it comes to staying consistent with your efforts. And so I have a tracker that can track down your not only activity and goals, but also an activity tracker to develop characteristics that make you magnetic as well. So if you hop on my website, you could download it. It's a free download. And you can get my book on Amazon. It's actually, I price it as low as possible, $12.99. And so you get the book and the free download, and it's less than the cost of a Red Robin burger. So hopefully that will help you, because that's my passion, is I definitely want to share the information and get that out there to help other entrepreneurs or people who are trying to build business.
That sounds good. That sounds excellent. Thank you. Appreciate that. And they can get your book wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. But they can. Are you saying they can also get it on your website?
No, I don't have it on my website right now, but Amazon, you could do Kindle, or you can do audiobook. Those are the places. But you can actually order it even through Barnes & Noble or Walmart.
Okay. Sounds good. Wherever books are sold. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go back to some more information, good information you're sharing with us today that's in your book, Magnetic Allure. Talk about what you mean by magnetic signature voice, and how does it influence how others perceive you?
That is a great question. So, Margaret, have you ever met someone in person who didn't look like how you pictured them when you spoke with them over the phone?
Sure. Yes. All the time.
Yes. It happens all the time. So why is that? So the reason is because we subconsciously make judgments about people based on the sound of their voice. And so the sound of your voice actually can influence how people view you. And so studies show that if you have a deeper voice, a deeper tone, then people are going to take you more seriously. It's more authoritative. And so if you're in, like, sales, for example, it's more calming and reassuring if you have a deep voice. The good news is that if you don't like the sound of your voice, you actually can do things to improve the sound of your voice. And so one of the things that I found that was super surprising is that singing lessons actually will help you improve the sound of your voice. And how I discovered this was at the beginning of last year, I started recording YouTube videos for my clients. And I always felt that the sound of my voice was very cringy. It was cringy to myself. And then I started voice lessons in February just because I've always wanted to take lessons. And then by March or April, when I started looking back at the videos, my voice sounded less cringy on the YouTube videos. And so if you look at the earlier videos, the sound of my voice was kind of high pitched, and then towards the end of my vocal lessons, it was more authoritative and a deeper register. And there's so much to it, you know, like the tonality. The tonality makes up 38% of how people interpret it. And that's why text messages or emails can be miscommunicated, right? Because it depends on the person reading it. If they're reading it in an upward staircase sounding, then it's more positive. If they're reading it in a lower staircase version, then it's going to be negative or have a negative connotation.
Right. That's a good point. Absolutely. We have issues all the time with people who read a text message and interpret it differently than it was intended. So that's a very good point. You talk about the traffic light rule also. It's a concept highlighted in your book. Explain what it is and how it works.
Yeah, so have you ever been in a conversation where someone, like, dominates the conversation, or they start rambling on, or they go on a tangent? So the traffic light rule prevents that from happening. Like, just prevents you from doing that to others, because that's very important to remember when you're trying to get to know other people and how it works. And I don't know why people do that. Maybe they're lonely, or they're trying to impress you, or they're just nervous. But basically how it works is the first 30 seconds is your green light to talk. And then the next 30 seconds is your yellow light. So you're going to start wrapping up what you're saying. And at the end of the minute is your red light. And at that point, you turn and let the other person talk. And if they want more information, they'll just ask you. But that way, it's a conversation where you're going back and forth instead of just one person dominating the conversation.
That's a good point. So, I mean, how would you use this? Explain how you would use it. Would you, like, in facilitating a meeting, or talk about that a little bit more? How do you weave it into day-to-day, the day-to-day world?
So in my book, I talk about the steps of building referral partners, because referral partners is really powerful. It's a free advertisement. Basically, when someone, another professional, says, hey, you need to call Malia because Malia holds the answer to your problem, right? One of the steps is getting to know the referral partner. So you're going to set up a one-on-one and get to know them. When you're getting to know them, a lot of people think, oh, I'm just going to talk about myself the whole time so that I can impress the other person. But as we all know, usually you impress them more by getting to know them. And so when you're sitting down and doing your one-on-one, you're going to want to make sure you use this traffic light rule so that you can go back and forth, you can learn about them, and then let them learn about you. So that's a very important piece of one of the five steps to building a referral partner.
Okay. Well, maybe when we come back, we'll talk about what the five steps are. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a moment with more Business Life Works, talking with Malia Rogers today about her book, Magnetic Allure. Stay tuned.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCaw, host of Business Life Works. We're here today with Malia Rogers talking about her book, Magnetic Allure, The Blueprint to Building a Network of Referral Partners. You can buy her book wherever books are sold. You can also go to her website and get a free download. Her website is Malia, M-A-L-I-A, MaliaRogers.com. All right. So let's, when we were wrapping up the last segment, we said we would get into the five steps of developing or creating referral partners. Why don't you walk us through those five steps, Malia?
Yeah. So the first step is going to be you need to identify your target market. So what are your client demographics? You know, are they business owners? Are they a certain age group? Do they have certain interests? Are they within a specific income range? So the more specific you can narrow down and identify who your ideal client is, the easier it's going to be to identify where to find them. And then the second step is, this is why it's important to identify who your target market is, because this is where you identify who your potential referral partners are. And so you're going to want to choose someone who has a business that complements your market, and ideally having similar target markets. So picture your ideal clients going through a chain of events. And you're going to ask yourself, what kind of problems do they run into before needing your services? And then who do you turn to for help resolving those issues? So after you make your list of ideal clients, next to each demographic, you're going to identify who's already providing solutions to that group. And so that's your second step.
Okay.
And then the third step is where you reach out to your potential referral partners and invite them to have a conversation with you. And a lot of people make the mistake of reaching out and saying, hey, will you send me business, when the person doesn't even know anything about you. And so at this point, when you're reaching out, you're not asking them for anything but maybe a one-on-one. And this could be done over the phone. So I have people from all over the country that send me business on a daily basis. Most of them I've never met in person. I don't even know what they look like. And so it's absolutely possible to do this virtually, you know, over the phone. Right. And so it's really hard to reject that. If someone says, hey, can I get to know you, find out more about what your services are, because sometimes I run into people who need, insert, you know, potential referral partner service, let's get together to learn more about what you have to offer my clients, and then maybe we can collaborate. So it's very rare that someone says no to that.
Okay.
You're
asking more in terms of collaborating. You're not asking for them to refer to you.
Not at that point, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then as I heard you, I believe you were saying, ask what they need, who would be referring to them, correct?
Yes. So you are approaching it more in terms of being able to refer to them?
Exactly, because everybody, you know, everybody wants more business.
Right.
So if you were a real estate agent, for example, and then you invite a mortgage lender out to coffee or to have a conversation with you, it's very hard for them to say no to that because you potentially have clients that you could send them, and vice versa, too.
Right. Got it. Sounds good. Okay.
Step four is where you get to know them. This is where you get down to vetting them, making sure that you understand, you know, how they approach business, because you don't want to send your clients to just anybody. So get to know them as a person and then find out what are the trigger phrases, you know? So if you were a Medicare agent, for example, then the trigger phrase would be, hey, when someone is celebrating their 65th birthday or they're retiring from their corporate job and need help with insurance, that's a trigger phrase to help you identify to start the referral process.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. And then the last step is all about tracking your progress and your goals. And you're going to want to break it down so that your activity matches. So when I first started out, I wanted to gain one new referral partner a month, just one. And so I knew that in order to do that, I had to have 3 to 5 weekly one-on-ones. And then in order to have 3 to 5 weekly one-on-ones, I need to reach out to 2 potential referral partners a day to invite them to have that conversation with me. And then pretty soon, it's kind of like a snowball effect. At some point, it was my referral partners referring other people to send business my way as well.
Hmm. Okay. Sounds good. You have to build that into your schedule, right? That's the thing.
Yes.
That a lot of
surprisingly,
people do that.
It doesn't take that long if you're just doing reaching out to two referral partners per day. Then that's basically just 2 phone calls. You know, you can knock that out in 15 minutes. And I'll tell you this, Margaret, it really only takes one person to blow up your business.
Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so the referral partner is, you know, someone who sends you all those business. And early on in my career, I don't know if this is luck or anything like that, but one of my first referral partners was, I do believe it was because of gratitude. That's one of the other traits in my book that makes people magnetic. But I called into a company and I had the rep help me with a customer service issue. And when I hung up, I was so grateful that I sent him a $5 gift card. You know, I didn't have a lot of money back then, but $5, I said, hey, he was really helpful. Well, lo and behold, what I didn't realize at the time was that he was the person that answers the phone when someone calls in to ask about insurance. So guess who started getting referrals? Like, he started sending me all that business. And
wow.
It just blew up my business. And within a few months, I looked back and I recall thinking, wow, this person, I sent him a $5 gift card. But it was, I think it made like $1,000 a month of residual income. And then it becomes a snowball effect because of those people sending you business, then pretty soon you'll have so much business that you can't even stop it from coming in, even if you wanted to.
Oh, that thought. We're going to come back to that. That's a good thought to wrap up this segment with. Stay tuned with our show, Business Life Works, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you four essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website TuneIntoLove.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We're here today with Malia Rogers. Her book is called Magnetic Allure: The Blueprint to Building a Network of Referral Partners. You can go to her website. She's got a free download. Just go to Malia, M-A-L-I-A, Rogers.com. So, Malia, you were giving us some great insights before we had to take a quick segment break. But we're back, and this is our last segment. I do want to talk about competitors, how competitors can become referral partners. Because so many people are afraid of their competitors. So let's talk about this. Go forward on this topic, please.
Yes, okay, so good point. You're right. A lot of people find competitors, you know, very intimidating. But the truth is kind of like the same idea. Have you noticed, like, gas stations or food truck courts? I don't know if they're in, you know, Maryland or not, but that's kind of a popular thing, or the fashion district in New York, or back in the 90s, Walgreens and Rite Aid was always across the street from each other. So the idea is that you have a shared customer base, and you also have increased visibility. So when you become close to your competitors, both of you actually will grow much bigger. So surprisingly, one of my top referral partners are my competitors, because what happens is that if I specialize in a state that they're not licensed in, then they'll send business to me. And that was really surprising. Or if I sell life insurance and they don't sell life insurance, then they'll refer over to me and back and vice versa. And so not only do you have that increased visibility and shared customer base, but also knowledge and innovation spillover, which leads to healthy competition. And the idea is that you have an abundance mindset. There's so much business out there to be made that we can help each other out. And so you'll find, surprisingly, that competitors is one of your best friends when it comes to growing business. So don't be intimidated by them. Don't feel threatened by them. It's always a good idea to befriend them, actually.
To talk a little bit more, because in the example you gave, the competitors, they weren't doing 100% of what you were doing. If you're doing exactly what they're doing and they're doing exactly what you're doing, and there's no place where they're offering something you're not offering and vice versa, is there a place for competitors to be in your support circle?
Same thing, like not, even though if it appears that everybody has the same product, like, for example, the gas stations or Walgreens or Rite Aid, they're offering kind of the same services, but you'll always find that people do things a little bit differently, or they have, or even like you have two real estate agents, right? But there's different personalities. So one personality might vibe a little bit more well with, you know, a group of people versus the other. So, but it actually will draw more attention overall to both competitors. So gas stations and pharmacies that are next to their competitors historically have always done better in business, probably for that reason.
Okay. Interesting. That's a good point that you bring up. So I do think most people are afraid of their, I don't know about afraid of their competitors, but they stay away, shy away from their competitors, and not really think of them as referral partners. So that's a very, very good point. Let's talk about creating a support system and where you feel people should start. Obviously, you just mentioned competitors. Are there other places? I know we need to talk about social media as well, and that might be a good place to think about a support team.
Yes. So who you spend the most time with can influence or shape your future. So Jim Rohn, he suggests that we're the average of the five people that we spend the most time with. And so definitely it is beneficial if you're starting your business to have a good support system or find your tribe. And one of the reasons is because it's really tacky to brag about yourself. So it's really hard to say, I'm the best at insurance, right? But if you have a tribe, then they're going to be people who will vouch for you. And they will actually, you know, brag about you. And other people will believe not what you say about yourself, but what others are saying about you. And so the thing to remember about finding your tribe is that your vibe attracts your tribe. You know, if you are generally a positive person, then usually negative people don't want to hang out with you. And so if you're ethical, then usually ethical, you're going to hang out with ethical people. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, that's a very, very good point. Law of attraction, right?
Yes. That's true.
Yeah, for sure. You also
Didn't you write a book about this?
What was that?
Didn't you write a book about this vibration?
Yeah. That law of attraction. Yep. And it certainly plays its part in all of this. You know, everything you're talking about is being able to use law of attraction, create the consciousness of abundance and gratitude. You talk about the role of generosity in your book in terms of making someone magnetic. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Now, generosity, it actually falls into the category of not just monetary generosity, but serving others, you know, being generous with your time and talents. And so people often miss this opportunity, but serving others is a potent tool for personal transformation. And so by serving others, it allows us to connect with other people on a deeper level, a more meaningful level. You're more empathetic. It builds patience and resilience. You also experience, you know, the helper's high. And so we all know that when you feel more happy and fulfilled, you know, then it all radiates from inside of us. So doing all those things actually will make us more attractive to people.
Good point. Yes. When you think of generosity, like the example you gave of just sending somebody $5 was probably just, you know, it was just a really nice thing to do. It wasn't so much the amount, but it was just one of those things he was not expecting, right?
Yeah. That's true. That's a really good point.
So there was no reason for him to expect something from you, and so that was just a nice way to show that you were grateful and tie in gratitude to generosity. We have to go. I can't believe the time has just slipped by so quickly. Let me wrap up with giving our listeners your book again and your website. So Malia Rogers has been our guest today. Her book is Magnetic Allure, The Blueprint to Building a Network of Referral Partners. And then, of course, you can go to her website, get a free download, go to MaliaRogers.com. Malia, thank you for being on our show today and sharing your insights and your wisdom about everything you've been through and your good thoughts on people being able to grow their business and create a side gig. How about that?
Thank you so much for having me, Margaret. It was so fun to chat with you about this.
Yes, I'll be in touch. Look for an email from me, okay, Malia?
Thank you, Margaret.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.